Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gary Hancock. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Conroy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Almon steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Peters trying to get to third. Lemon throws the ball into Castillo, who tags Peters for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Joaquin Fuss, and Brookins drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hancock throws the ball into Lopez, who tags Cabell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins misplays the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Lansford moves to second. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Joaquin Fuss and he is safe. Lansford steals third. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Heath moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss throws to Brookins, and they have Heath in a rundown. The throw to Castillo, who applies the tag, and Heath is out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conroy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki now playing third base. Doug Baer now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Baer. Lopez moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 3 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Baker now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Lopez, who tags Lemon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Doug Baer now pitching. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hancock. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Hancock steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker fields it and has Hancock trapped. There's the throw to Krenchicki, who throws over to Brookins, who tags Hancock for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dan Meyer pinch runs for Mike Heath. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Meyer moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.